And welcome back to another installation of the Digital Digest. I'm your girl, Ace. Today we have with us Miss Ebony Hutchinson, also known as the DMV Hair Boss.
Yeah, hey, Erica. Yep, I'm Ebony. Hold on 1 second. I'm Ebony. I own a luxury hairline, which is called Diamond Mane Collection.
Hey, I'm so glad you could join us today and talk about your luxury hairline, Diamond Mane Collection. So start off by telling us how long you've been in business.
We've been around for maybe about almost 5 years. Business doing well. I've been in the DMV, I would say, for the last, 15 years. I'm originally from Charleston, South Carolina. Okay. So far, so good.
Awesome. So how did you get your start in the hair business? You know, you have a huge following on social media. You know, people know you for being, you know, really fashionable, really social, you know, hanging out at all the cool posh events. So how did you choose to get in, or why did you decide to get in the hair business?
Oh, good question. The reason, and actually the main reason how I even got in the hair business, because my daughter was actually going to college, maybe about 4 years. And we was trying to figure out a way how we're going to save money. Of course, you know, when kids are in college, parents are broke.
Right.
So she, at the time, my fiance was like, there's no way I'm going to be buying both of you guys bundles and getting your hair installed, and she's in college. Right. So we did our little research and everything like that, and we came up with, you know, a nice wholesale and a plug to get the business started.
Awesome. That sounds like a power mommy move. So is your daughter involved in the business as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And can you share, like, a little bit about your startup story? Like, did you travel to any of the manufacturers? And can you talk about, especially at a time like this, when so much support is being aimed at the Black business community, can you talk about what it means being a Black woman in the beauty industry?
Yeah, now, of course, you guys may know the hair business is lucrative. And like I said, I didn't even know it was this many hair companies when I first got started. Like mm-hmm. I said, I originally started just because I was trying to figure out a way to save money because my daughter was going to college. Mm-hmm. At the time, bundles, if you wanted 3 bundles, that was $600. Mm-hmm. So $600 for her, $600 for me, and then $150 each to get installed. That's way too much. That's a mortgage. I was like, right, there's no way we're going to be doing this and paying for her to go to college.
Right.
So I reached out to a few of the elite girls that's in the hair business, and I just start asking, like, look, can I buy your plug? Like, mm-hmm. how can I get you out of it? I don't want to wholesale through you. I need to buy your plug. And then I actually met this girl in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and I bought 2 of her plugs, and one I was trash, one mm-hmm. I was good. Mm-hmm. And then from there, my business just grew. I started getting in contact with different people. Different people started hitting me up because I have a business, and they can see my following on IG. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I lost a lot of money, and I gained, you know, and I made a lot of money, but
you learned a lot of lessons probably too as well.
Oh,
I know
you
could probably show other people that's trying to get in the hair business, you know, exactly, you know, the do's and don'ts, or, you know, can probably help them with some pointers. Is that something that you're looking to do? Like, is that?
Well, yeah. And actually I already helped start 2 other hair lines. This was about 2 years ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you wholesale through the salon. Why is that?
Because when you wholesale, you're not really getting a good profit off of it.
Okay.
Why wholesale if you could just go straight to
the manufacturer?
Yeah.
Right.
And my goal this year, well, this was our goal, me, Diamond, and actually the team, was mm-hmm. to travel to India. But of course, mm-hmm. the pandemic hit, so mm-hmm. that's what all cashed out. But yeah, we was actually going to travel to India just to see all the different grade of hair that they had there. But mm-hmm. the pandemic hit.
So can you, for the untrained eye, you know, for the person that, you know, everything looks long and shiny to me, how do you tell the difference in the quality of hair? You know,
cause
what's the difference between raw Cambodian and raw Indian? You know, it's the same. It's all not my hair at the end of the day. Long as I could flat iron it, I should be straight, right?
Yeah, and that's the way. If you're not really in the hair game, a lot of people, they just put any name on their hair. Mm-hmm. You got to really be careful about that. But in order mm-hmm. to determine a really good hair, you have to wear it. All mm-hmm. hair looks good when you buy it. But you mm-hmm. have to put it in your hair and wear it, and you have to wash it. And that determines if it's a good grade of hair or not. So if it tangles, or it don't hold curls, anything like that, of course, you know, it's not a good, you know, it's not no good hair. But you definitely have to put the hair in and wear it.
Right. So are you buying the hair unwefted by the pound?
No, I don't have unwefted hair.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I know an older lady, she was saying she was buying pounds of hair, like unwefted, literally getting her wigs constructed, you know, having the hair applied to the weft. I'm like, wow, you know, that's a little lot, lady.
Of course, so yeah.
What are some of the highs and lows that you've experienced since being in business? Because it sounds like the beauty industry, you know, is so much to learn. You get inside tips, you know, you're getting all the perks, but I'm sure, you know, it comes with its lessons as well. So can you talk about your journey so far and how it's been? Like, have you received a lot of women that were black women that were opening beauty supply stores in the South and in the West were saying that they felt like they were being strong armed out of the market, you know, because it's, you know, a heavily Asian influenced market. They was noticing that they weren't, you know, privy to getting certain discounts or certain products. So have you experienced some setbacks or anything like that because of your age or because, you know, being a black woman or even being new to the industry?
No, I haven't.
Awesome.
No, I mean, in any business, is and especially when you're dealing with the public and sales, is up and down anyway.
Right.
And I mean, it's millions of different hair companies out there, but what you have to think about, what is going to set you apart from all the other ones?
Right.
You got to have some good hair. Mm-hmm. Point blank, period. People will buy from you as long as you got some good hair.
Mm-hmm. And typically, do you open up wholesale opportunities for brand ambassadors or salon partners?
Yes, I have a whole slew of like salons and, you know, different individuals that does wholesale through me. Yes.
Okay, so how can people get in contact with you if they're interested in, you know, partnering with you through a wholesale opportunity or becoming a brand ambassador?
Yeah, they can email me at info@diamondminkcollection.com. You can even call me 240-374-2772.
Cool. So when you have your, like, for instance, right now, you're running your Juneteenth sale up until July the 4th. So when you're running these sales, do they run in the salons that carry the hair as well, or is that exclusively through you?
And that's exclusively for me.
Okay.
When these people wholesale through me, they do their own business, their own marketing, all that. All they do is just get the hair from me.
Okay, cool. So how can people that want to support the sale and want to try out your hair, how can they take advantage of the Juneteenth sale? I know you have a flyer up on your Instagram page. Did you have it available on your website as well?
Yep. It's buy two bundles of hair, any length, any texture, and get the third bundle for free. So if you buy, so this is like really a great time for people that, you know, want those long hair and they mm-hmm. want to pay for it. So mm-hmm. now you get the advantage to get the, you know, the two bundles that you want and then get that third long hair, long bundle for free.
Okay. So two bundles and one bundle free?
Yeah.
And what's the price on that?
Well, it depends on what length you want and what texture.
Okay, so depending on length and texture.
Mm-hmm.
So about typically, what does that start out at?
I just say you want like a 16 inch.
Mm-hmm.
It's about $79.
So okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, no, not bad. And then the good thing about this is that the hair lasts up for a year. If you buy hair from the beauty supply, once you take that hair out, you got to throw it away. This mm-hmm. hair, you take it out, wash it, and put it right back in. All I wear is using old hair.
Cool. And do you recommend, like, for people that are new to trying out bundles, do you recommend any salons? Because, you know, that'll probably be awesome as well. Do you have any salons or stylists that you refer?
Yep. Her name is Mona. I think she's the go-to the city, especially if you want, because right now the trend is like lace front and wigs and stuff like that. Even if you want a traditional sewing, mm-hmm. I will recommend the salon. It's called The Lace Front. Her name
okay.
is Mona.
And her information is on your IG page, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, cool. So yeah, make sure to check out at Diamond Mink Collections on Instagram. So you have any upcoming events or ventures for DMC?
Yeah, we what are we doing? Oh, we're gonna be launching our lash line
mm-hmm.
for 4th of July. So that'll be coming up. Most of the little excitement and the vendors and the pop-up shop that we had planned, those mm-hmm. are canceled due mm-hmm. to the pandemic. We was also, you know, was thinking about bringing on a team of girls from college, you know, like that's going back to college this year.
Okay.
You know, just to help us, you know, get the name and everything out there. So most of all that stuff has been canceled. But yeah, we're about to release the Lash Line. And that's probably going to be going down for 4th of July.
Cool. So, you know, with everything being canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic that struck in the beginning of the year, and the country is slowly trying to pull itself out of it with everything reopening, a lot of business have moved to doing more online virtual events. Is that something you guys ever thought about?
Say it again.
More businesses are moving to doing virtual events. Is that something you guys thought about? Like a streaming event?
Yeah, see, we're going to have something like that probably coming up with the salon owner. I was telling you about, her name is Simone.
Okay.
Me and her going to be releasing like a wig line. So okay. That's something coming up too, but I didn't want to bring that up. But yeah, we're going to be doing a wig line soon.
Okay.
Do a virtual.
Okay, yeah, because virtual events, that's definitely the way to go for a lot of small business that's trying to figure out what next, what to do to keep their business going, you know, even yeah. just getting on Facebook Live or IG Live, just letting people know that you're still out there. You know, the small business is the backbone of all of our communities, you know, especially in uncertain times. So you just want to make sure that we're still chiming in, still tapping in. So what's next after the Juneteenth sale? So you said the Lash Line is coming the 4th of July. That's something that people can look forward to. Uh-huh. And so what's next after the Juneteenth sale? I guess that's the Lash Line, huh?
That's the Lash Line for the 4th of July special, yes. Uh-huh.
All right, cool. So will you come back on and talk about your Lash Line?
Yeah, and then we're also going to be doing something for the guys, too, so I can hold that for next time.
Okay, cool. What you have for the guys?
I'll tell you next time.
Oh, okay. Now you got me really wondering. All right, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Digital Digest with the DMV Hair Boss, Miss Ebony Hutchinson. To follow Diamond Mink Collection on Instagram, you can follow them at Diamond Mink Collection, just like it sounds. And as well as Diamond Mink Collection, that's the same thing on Facebook, right?
Yep.
All right. So Diamond Mink Collection on Instagram, Diamond Mink Collection on Facebook, and look for the blog feature coming soon. So that way you'll have all the details on how to get in contact for those brand ambassadorships. You want to go ahead and close out and sign us off?
Yeah, well, you already give all the information. You can also find me. My name is All Eyes on Ebony on IG. Like how we said before, on IG, you can find us on diamondmintcollection.com. You can also call me anytime if you have any question, any concern about wholesale or the different promotions and stuff that we have. Or even if you're thinking about starting your own hairline, you know, I'm here to help you. It's enough money out here for everybody. 240-374-2772. Or info@diamondmakecollection.com.
From the hair boss herself, peace, guys. Catch you on the flip side. And we out.